Hi, I'm Chrissy.
I'm Joss, and you're listening to Breaking the Curtain,
the podcast where we interview our theater idols and chat all about the history behind your favorite musicals.
So sit back,
relax,
and enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome back to Breaking the Curtain.
Bonjour tout le monde. Bienvenue à Breaking the Curtain.
I thought we were done of the French thing with our Phantom of the Opera episode.
Just kidding. We're bringing it back because today we are discussing Les Misérables.
Yes, another mega musical that we are obsessed with.
Just to be fair, I took a lot of French. I may as well use it for pronouncing the names of characters in Les Mis, obviously.
I think you might need to go back and restudy after that.
I really do. I really do. Obviously, you know, we're here to talk about Les Mis, but you are not stuck with just us and our crappy French.
Thank God.
We are bringing in a guest from the national tour of Les Misérables, which is currently playing at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre through June 1st. This production is absolutely stunning. Mm-hmm. Toronto is thrilled to bits to have it back. Today we have Delaney Geyer joining us. She is playing Cosette on the tour, and we are Cosette girlies. You probably know this about us.
We are Cosette girlies.
And so, of course, we had to invite Delaney to chat about all things Les Mis, touring, Cosette, and bringing the show to Toronto.
Did you see that they have the red buckets out at the Princess of Wales now? And they have these little, like, Team Cosette, Team Fontaine, Team Eponine, Marius badges that you can buy?
I did, and I'm so sad that I was there before they started doing the BCEFA fundraising.
Yes.
Because I would have wanted a Team Javert one.
Oh, that's interesting and very cute. He's always been my second favorite character, to be fair. Cosette's my number one. Cosette's my girl.
And Delaney is absolutely fantastic in the role. Her performance and the performances of her castmates are truly not to be missed.
I think we should let Delaney take over and tell everyone about the Les Mis tour.
Welcome to Breaking the Curtain, Delaney. We are so excited to have you here. We would love to start by having you introduce yourself to our listeners and share what first sparked your love for theater.
Hi, I'm Delaney Geyer. I'm currently playing Cosette in the national tour of Les Misérables. And the first thing that sparked my love for theater originally was I saw my cousin Megan, shout out to Megan, in a production, a high school production of Into the Woods when I was, I think, 9 years old. And at intermission, I turned to my mom and I said, that's what I want to do. And by the way, Megan was a role that does not exist. It was a role they made up for her to be in, I think.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, you're playing Cosette in the national tour of Les Misérables, which is currently playing in Toronto. Have you been to Toronto before?
No, this is my first time. I'm loving it so far, too.
It's so exciting.
Do you have any favorite places that you've been to so far while you're here?
Yes. I've actually gotten to try a lot of fun things. We went to Pie, the Thai place.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Delicious food. Also, Bar Chef is a really cool bar. Like, very cool drinks and fun atmosphere here. So we're finally here for a little while. We've done a bunch of one-weekers in cities, so we're all just really excited to be in one place for a while and actually get to be normal people and go do things and try restaurants and stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, and you have time to explore too. And I know Toronto is really excited to have Les Mis back. It's been 10 years since we had it on stage here at the Princess of Wales, so it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. I think everybody was just craving it.
Yeah. It's a hard one not to love. I feel like everybody has either seen it before, they saw it as kids and want to bring their kids to it. It's very much a lot of people's first musical that they see.
What are some of the challenges and benefits of performing in a touring production?
I've been doing this now for me and Jake David Smith, who plays Marius. We both joined at the same time. We joined in October of 2023. And so we've been on the road for like 6 months now, and it is a whirlwind. This is my first time I've ever toured, and I was Jake's first time ever touring too. So we were thankful to have a buddy going in for sure, mm-hmm. not be going at it alone, but it's a whirlwind. You learn, there's no way to prepare for tour before you do it. You just have to learn on the fly and learn on the go. And the first month is so hard. It is no joke, just really difficult to get your footing, get back in the swing of doing 8 shows a week. But then on top of it, also moving every week or every other week is crazy. And keeping your health up, keeping your voice for a show as demanding as Les Mis, mm-hmm. Just like learning how to be a human being. It's like being birthed all over again into a brand new world. It's crazy. But thankfully, the company here at Les Mis is the most incredible people, and they were so welcoming to us coming in. They answered all my questions, even the dumbest things, like, how do you do laundry every week? It's like, how do you do laundry every week when you're in hotels and things, and there's services you can use and apps you can use? And everybody was just really gracious and helpful for just the logistics of how to live as a person on tour. I think that's the hardest part, is just figuring out how to find a routine and how to be a person.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm sure there are jobs, but I can't think of them off the top of my head where you have to move and like be in a whole different space for what you're doing every single week on top of like, you know, place to live, place to eat, laundry. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
Groceries. Like, it's just crazy. The things that you don't think about and could never prepare for until you're in the thick of it, basically.
Different climates as well.
Yeah, that's one we hear a lot, is different climates and allergies and how that affects the voice moving around.
Yes. Let me tell you, I'm like the allergy queen. I think I'm allergic to every single thing that lives outside. And it's rough. They're just like, I mean, Nick Cartel, who is our incredible Jean Valjean, he helped me a lot because he also has really bad allergies. And so he's like, take this allergy medicine because it doesn't dry out your throat. But it's like, in brand new theater, let alone brand new climate every week, is sometimes you're going from Palm Springs where it's super dry and so hot, and then you're going to Portland, Oregon, and it's wet and cold, and your voice and your immune system is just like, what is happening right now? The learning curve.
Let's circle back quickly to Cosette. I know that most people are familiar with Les Miserables on its own, but can you tell us about Cosette and her journey in the show?
Yeah, I love Cosette. I think she really symbolizes hope in a very dark and real life sad show. In a time of war and a lot of uncertainty and sadness in Les Mis, she comes in an hour into the show, mind you, and and symbolizes love and hope and family love, as well as falling in love for the first time, and the future, really, in a time where you don't think that there's much of one, or it doesn't seem like there's much of one in Paris. And I think my favorite thing about Cosette is her journey that she takes throughout the show. And she starts as this very sheltered girl, grew up in a nunnery basically, and didn't have a lot of friends growing up, and had a really horrible childhood with the Thénardiers. And she's this prim and proper girl. She's been kept away. She doesn't have friends. She doesn't get to meet boys or anything like that. And the first time you see her is she bumps into Marius, and her whole entire world is changed within like 10 seconds of meeting this character for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the show, you see like this giddiness of the joy of falling in love for the first time. And I think everybody relates to that, the first time you fall in love, and just how youthful and the endless possibilities you feel. And there's no fear involved in it whatsoever, even though maybe there should be, but, yes. but just like unapologetically in love. And then you get to see her in the second act go through all of these things. And she's nursing the love of her life back to health after this horrible thing happens and he loses all his friends. And you really see her maturity grow throughout the show. And I love that. I think it's underrated about Cosette.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I 100% agree. Yeah. I think we're Cosette girls.
Oh, yes.
If you can. Love that. Thank you.
But, you know, she's such a rich character, and she's so key to so many aspects of, like, the plot of the show. Like, she's a key to Jean Valjean and his journey. She's a key to Marius's journey, and even Eponine's in a way. And it's, like, she's very, very central, and she goes on such a lovely little arc as she, like, grows into herself and standing on her own after being sheltered and not having the opportunity to.
Totally. Yeah. And somebody actually told me the other day that Cosette means mother, which I love, because you don't ever get to see that part of her life or what happens with that part of her life. But I feel like in the second act, that really informs how she takes care of Marius. And she's kind of been the one taken care of by Jean Valjean her whole life. And then you get to see her step into this caretaker role and then step into the caretaker role as she has to guide her father through his last moments.
Yeah. I just got goosebumps.
I love her so much.
Me too. Me too.
I'm sitting here like, I've seen it twice, but I should go buy another ticket. I love that moment at the end of the show. It's so beautiful.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I know. I cry every night, truly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know how anybody doesn't.
It's like, crazy.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I never want to close my eyes and miss anything. I never want to, like, reach for tissues. I'm just sitting. It's just falling. Just really. I'm like,
I don't want to miss it. I can't.
I know. Me too. Actually, fun fact, my wedding dress in the second act is covered in makeup and tears. Like, it's just covered in tears.
Love it.
And same with Jake's coat. His, like, his whole shoulder. Sleeve has, like, my snot and my tears on it.
Amazing.
That is, like, the best, like, backstage tidbit I think we've ever gotten, ever.
We were just talking about it last night, so it's on the front of my mind.
Do you have a favorite moment or song in the show, which I feel like must be impossible, but we have to ask anyways?
Of course. The favorite moment that I have is when I run on for Rue Plumet, which is In My Life, for the first time, and the gate has just come out, and it's this beautiful set change and this gorgeous swell of music that's honestly unlike anything you've heard in the show that far. And it's like this Disney princess moment. I get to run out in this gorgeous dress that they made for me. And I, like, do a big turn to the audience on the swell of music. And I feel every night like I'm living my Disney princess dreams.
So magical.
I love that you said that moment. It's my favorite too. And I think it's one of my favorite pieces of music, just in, like, how it's written. Like, I hate musical theory, but, like, from a theory perspective, it is written so good. Cause you look at the page and you can see exactly, like, what she was going through, like, bar by bar. And you do it so well, Delaney. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
it really is, like, a
so
magical
much.
Disney princess moment. It's
thank
beautiful.
You. Yeah, you guys were at opening night, weren't you?
She was. Yeah,
okay,
I was.
Okay.
I will be seeing you a bit later on in the tour.
Okay,
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun. I love you were there.
It was such a crazy night. And this really leads us into our next question. Like, the audiences on opening night of Les Mis in Toronto were screaming. They were
it was
so
crazy.
Loud. It was like a rock concert.
It literally was like a rock concert.
I wasn't expecting that from Les Mis. Like, I know that I'm loud. I thought I was going to be the loudest person at Les Mis. I was not.
No, it was crazy. Honestly, the Toronto audiences have been amazing. They are all, that was pretty extreme, but they're all, like, in the same realm of excited about the show and just blown away, I think.
Yeah, like, I subscribed too. So I was at a matinee, and, like, it's matinee. It's like 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and people are screaming their heads off in the theater. And I was like, this is so awesome. You know, why do you think that Les Mis has this lasting legacy that get such, like, a visceral reaction from people?
I think, one, it's just, like, the most beautifully written show of all time. Also, just won Broadway Worlds.
Yes, it did.
64 years. Go Les Mis. But I think one aspect of it, I think, is that there are so many principal characters in the show that everybody has someone to relate to. And everybody, no matter your age or gender or anything, you can find someone that someone's story in the show will pull on your heartstrings. And so I think it's really relatable to a lot of different people. And then you can kind of grow up with Les Mis. Like, I think a lot of people, or for me at least, saw themselves in Cosette or Eponine as a kid. And then once you mature, you see yourself as Fantine, or you become a mother or a father. And then you start seeing yourself, instead of in these young revolutionary boys, you see yourself in the father side of Jean Valjean and what he goes through there. So I think you can kind of grow up with Les Mis in a way where it will always be relevant to anyone's life.
Yeah, that's so well said. I'm excited to see it again and see what I take away and who I'm feeling like I relate to now.
Yeah, Chrissy, I can't wait for you to see this tour, because like going in, like I love Cosette and I love like the revolutionary boys. Like those are kind of like my favorite parts of the show. But coming out, oh my God, I was like, oh my gosh, like Javert's entire like storyline and arc. I just had like this whole new like love and respect for it.
Yeah, that's Preston Truman Boyd is our Javert. And
he's mind-blowing. Literally mind-blowing, next level. Like,
yeah, and I think like what people think of when they think of Les Mis is the music, and obviously the music is like 11 o'clock number after 11 o'clock number, starting with like in the first 10 minutes. But I think that the acting of this production specifically is so beautiful. And if you miss things in other productions of Les Mis, I really think that everybody's acting performance in the show is so brilliant that you don't really miss a lot of the plot, and you understand what every character is going through, and you see their struggles and their arc.
It is. The acting is truly, truly phenomenal. And it's very like, as much as Les Mis is a period piece, it's set in a certain period, the way that all of you come to these characters and present it, it's accessible, it's modern, it's not like behind anything that sometimes you have a little bit of a block in period pieces, but it's very just a refreshing and modern like invitation to the show to come in and witness it as somebody in today's generation and not needing to know all the other stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you guys are so accessible as performers on stage.
Yeah.
I could talk
Thank you so much.
Great y'all
Thank
are. Like,
oh.
So we actually selected a question from our listeners on Instagram. This one is from Between the Lines fan forever, who wants to know, if you could play any other character in the show, who would it be and why?
I think my answer is very obvious, and it is Gavroche. I would love to be Gavroche.
Yes.
I think he has the best track in the entire show. And he always gets applause because he's super cute. And I think it would be fun to just be the observer until obviously the barricade and things can happen to Gavroche. He's kind of this like voice, this narrator voice almost, which I think is so funny. Mm-hmm. And I love that it's a child's voice that you hear as kind of the narrator of the second part of the show. And he just has the cutest songs, so I think I would like to be Gavroche.
Oh my gosh, he's just fantastic as well. Just the energy. I was like,
I know, he's so cute.
That's a good choice. That's that a great choice. Good. I always try to like guess what people are going to say, but I didn't guess that.
Thank you.
Me neither. And I love Thank it. You. I'm so
I love
happy
it. You said that. So we've reached our last question of the afternoon. Why should people come and see Les Miserables in Toronto or in a city near them on tour?
One, I'll tell you my experience seeing the show, because when Jake and I first joined the show, the first day you're there, you have rehearsal, and then you get to watch the show that night. Jake and I sat there with our jaws dropped the entire time we were watching the performance, and we just had no idea coming in. You think Les Mis has been running for so long, and it there's no way it can be this fresh and beautiful and relevant. And it is life-changing. It is like the vocals alone, the acting, every single person in the show swings ensemble. Every single person could be playing a principal role on Broadway. Like, the voices are just crazy in the show. And the talent alone is beautiful. I think that, like you said, it's a really relevant take on Les Mis, so it doesn't feel old. It feels brand new, and it feels very relatable. If you love to cry, if you love to laugh, if you love to fall in love, which most humans do, I would say come see Les Mis.
That is literally perfection. That is a perfect answer, because you will cry, but you will also laugh. Like, laugh, cry,
we'll cheer, give you, scream. We'll give you the full range of human emotions. You know, if you just like really want to be a human being for the evening.
And honestly, that's the best part of Les Mis. It just, well, hearing the score live and sung so beautifully is like just like bucket list thing. You have to hear it live, but it really is so human. It's about hope and redemption and love and all of like these beautiful, beautiful things and kindness in the face of hardship. And it's just really fantastic. And I think you're right. If you're human, you'll love Les Mis.
It's true. Can't deny it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go see Les Mis, please. So we can talk about it after online. Just message us. We'll chat.
Thank you so much, Delaney. We've loved having you with us today. That was so much
fun. Thank you so much. This was so lovely. I feel like I'm just hanging out with the girls.
Right?
Yeah. Right?
Perfect. Kind of chat. I love it.
Those are our favorites too. And we can come and it's like having like a little cup of coffee sleepover. Yeah. So thank you so much.
It was so nice to meet you both.
It was nice to meet you too. And good luck with the show and your time in Toronto and beyond.
Thank you so much. Talk to you guys later. Bye.